Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and would like to include your opinion. Do you have time to proceed with the survey, sir?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Am I speaking with Jeffrey?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, to start, how many years have you worked in the missionary industry?
In what?
How many years have you worked in the industry?
Bricklayers or construction trade?
Construction trade, I'm sorry.
35 and a half years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it stone, mason, tile, marble, bricklayer, tile center?
Refractory?
Thank you.
Yes.
On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, apprentice, finisher, improver?
Journeyman,
thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at a trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Approximately 2 months.
2 months, okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the time last year?
About the same.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer union? Or maybe the same.
Would you say the same or fewer?
I would say both the same.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Never.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Repeat that, please.
Yes. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, never. No. We don't have stewards up here, and we should.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
Was it funded by? No, it was funded through industry, through companies.
Okay, so privately.
Yes.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you. We're almost on my promise. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that there in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
My family's economy?
Yes, your family's economic situation.
The same?
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job. That's like dust, air quality, fall risks, falling objects, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns.
Oh, there's safety concerns with personnel and air quality.
Okay. Air quality. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
No.
No, okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. You said you can answer yes or no on in union organizing.
No.
No? Political canvassing?
No.
No. Picketing.
Excuse me?
Picketing?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you.
Where are you from, man?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. And the last one, I'm sorry, because I went to the dentist today. My side of my cheek is still swollen. I apologize if I, like...
No, you don't have to apologize. You're speaking clearly. I'm sorry. That was a fair question, right?
Yes. That's what happens when you go to the dentist. You still come back a little swollen from your, you know, the side of your face. Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never see union representation on a job.
Okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from, to the one you are to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm gonna name a few and you can rank them from 1 to 5 with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get the news from, okay? Cable news.
5.
Okay. Print or online newspapers?
1.
Okay. Friends and neighbors?
5.
Okay. Local TV news programming?
1.
Okay. The internet or social media?
1.
Thank you. Radio?
3.
Thank you. Okay. Which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, another news channel?
Fox.
Fox News? Okay.
Yes.
Which of the following issues matters most to you? Right now, the environment, jobs, and the economy, immigration, foreign policy, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
Healthcare.
Healthcare, okay. Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? And how much would you say you have seen, heard, or read? Say no? None? Okay. Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Would that be the Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford?
The UAW in general.
Okay. Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'll read them out to you, and you can answer approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly. His job as president overall.
Approve somewhat.
Thank you. For region affairs.
Pardon me?
For region affairs.
I guess I don't understand that.
Okay. Immigration.
Disagree.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. The economy.
What was the question on economy?
On the economy, do you disapprove or approve of Joe Biden doing each of the following?
Approve.
Approve. Okay. Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Support for labor unions.
Firmly.
Thank you. That's approve or disapprove strongly?
Approve.
Thank you. Healthcare?
Approve.
Thank you.
What's the question on healthcare?
If you, let's see here, Joe Biden has done with each of the following, has he done a job? Has he done it, do you disapprove or approve on the job that Joe Biden has done as president?
Approve.
Okay. On the healthcare. Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's long. It's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Excuse me. I will vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
They could improve it by having somebody voted in instead of appointed.
comment. Thank you. Any other words that you'd like to add?
Nope.
Okay. And in your own words, what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Protecting our retirement and health care and providing good help.
Providing good health. Okay.
Good help, yes. Educated help.
Okay, thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, email, mail, union meetings, texts?
Job site, because I don't ever see a business agent ever on my job site or
okay.
A union steward.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC, BAC, of course, four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
That's a complex question because I do get the Proclaimer's Journal. I can read about it in there. Other than that, I don't hear about it.
Okay.
Young lady, you have a long interview with people. I respect your patience.
Thank you.
I respect mine.
I respect you because you have patience.
I don't usually, but I understand you have a job.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. Okay. Now,
okay.
I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what? That's like independent?
Well, I'm going to say normally a Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat in this era.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I am white.
Thank you. It's just for the recording, Jeffrey. And finally,
you? Are you white?
Half.
You sound white.
I know. A lot of people tell me I'm so perky.
You sound white anyway. Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay. No problem. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Jeffrey.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Well, that includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I am very thankful you are patient with me. You have a great
weekend,
sir. Thank you.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.